我们今天早晨非常欢喜快乐，不仅我们看见两位姊妹受浸归在主的名下，并且我们还要有特别的见证。Not only that we see two sisters baptized in the name of, into the name and the fellowship of the Lord, we will also see, we will also have a special testimonial, testimony here given by, one of our sisters who come from very, very far. 今天早晨黄姊妹开了三个钟头车子从 Goleta 来到这里。Our sister Lily came from a long, long way. She drove 3 hours this morning with her husband to be with us, to give the testimony. So, you know, when I thought about it, I really feel that we should appreciate even more that her dedication to give the Lord the glory and honor. 我们姊妹开这么老远车子来讲，我们心中非常受感动。现在我就要介绍黄姊妹和大家见面。I'm going to introduce you to you, Sister Lily Huang.
Santa Barbara, Goleta 来的。
I came from Goleta, Santa Barbara area. I'm Lily.
我见证之前，我需要介绍我的一点背景，然后让我的见证能让大家了解我的见证内容。
I need to give you a little bit background.So that you understand where I come from and you can appreciate the testimony a little bit more.
我是个 abused child, 从小就很痛苦的生活。
I'm an abused child, therefore you can understand my youthhood.
1963, 我来到美国，我是离家出走的心情来这里留学的。
I came to the United States in 1963, but I almost fled away from home. I felt that way.
从出国以后我一直很顺利到1984。
My study career is sort of good and easy until 1984.
1984的时候有一个从中国共产党那里出来的一个女的给我一个很大的打击。
There's a certain woman came from mainland China, cost me a great disturbance and crushed me.
我神经崩溃，然后之后我就患了很严重的忧郁症。
I had a nervous breakdown and I'm very depressed for since then.
1988到1989两年之中，我也同样受这个女人无穷尽的打击跟侮辱。
And from 1988 to 1989, the same woman gave me all kinds of trouble and abused me verbally and attacked me all over.
在那时候我认为我一生上进的目的就是要被这个羞辱这个打击更能够达到至极的境界。
And I almost felt all my life struggle was so that this blow would be more severe.
所以我想去除我自己的生命。
I thought of get rid of my life.
我在医院醒来的时候。
When I came to in the hospital.
我变成所谓 post-trauma syndrome, 就是我看什么东西都不是真的，我对人看人看物都觉得是假的。
I was in the post-trauma syndrome. In that situation, all the things I see, I contacted, I felt it was not real.
连我的女儿我都不觉得是真的。
I didn't feel my daughter was real to me.
这段时候我就离家出走几个月。
Because of that, I actually left home for several months.
在到处流浪，回来之后，我变成不能见人，也不敢见人。
After I went away, wandered away for several months, I came home. I was so self-pitiful that I couldn't see anybody. I couldn't function.
也许你们有医学常识的人都知道，这就是严重的忧郁症。
And this would be a severe case of depression.
在今年10月26号的时候，我有个 hysterical 的 episode， 就是我完全失去自己控制。
And on at October 26th was the day I had an episode of totally losing control of myself.
第二天我打电话给我朋友，我跟他要徐华医生电话，因为三个礼拜前我听了徐华医生演讲。
And I was asking for a phone number from a friend to locate Dr. Robert Hsu, because 3 weeks ago I heard his message.
那是我第一次到教堂里去听讲道。
That was the first time I listened to the gospel.
我去找徐华医生并不是为他的内容感动。
I went to see him, I tried to look for him, not because I was touched by the message.
而是对他的热忱感动。
Rather moved by his enthusiasm.
我想知道他为什么会信耶稣基督。
I wanted to know why did he believe in Jesus.
就是因为这个开始。
That was the beginning of the rest of the story.
Yeah, 就是这个开始之后，就神安排了一切的奇迹，让我能够复原。
God has made possible with all the miracles happening around me.
就在那几三四五天之后。
And a few days later,
我复原了。
I had a total recovery.
这我复原的过程本身就是一个很大的奇迹。
The recovery by itself is a miracle.
我今天要见证的不是在我这个复原上头。
But what I'm going to testify today is not for this recovery itself.
因为我的背景，我是心理学的人。
I want to tell you my background. I am a
psychiatrist.
I'm majoring in psychology.
我教了十几年心理学的书。
I was teaching psychology for over 10 years.
所以这个我这个复原，我一切我自己觉得一切可以用心理学解释。
I felt I could explain away what the miracle the Lord did with psychology.
虽然那时候神给我好大好大的恩赐。
Though God at that time gave me such a wonderful grace.
他强迫魔鬼现形。
Even he caused the devil to reveal him, to manifest himself.
还有他用手臂来安抚我。
God touched me with his own arm.
可是我还是不相信那是神迹。
I yet didn't believe it was a miracle.
我还是以为我自己心理上的挣扎让我挣扎出来。
I thought I was struggling and struggled through with my strength, my own strength.
可是上帝知道我这种挣扎。
But the Lord knew my struggling.
他老早就知道我会有这种挣扎。
He knew it long before it happened.
所以他老早就安排了一个方法。
So he had given me a way ahead of that.
来让我完全的相信他。
To be able to really give credit to him, totally believing him.
我以下要讲的见证就是关于他如何让我来相信他。
This is how the preparation of his way that he showed manifest himself to me.
在这个我复原之后。
After my recovery.
就在那个星期六的时候。
That Saturday.
有那个 Southern Oak 教会里头有几个兄弟姐妹到我家来做祈祷。
There's several brothers and sisters from Southern Oak Church to come to my home for prayer meeting.
在祈祷之前，我非常高兴。
I was so thrilled when they decided to come to my house.
那天早上，我一大早起来准备一切，然后我祈祷之后，我到外头去浇花。
And after the preparation, I went to the courtyard to flower the plant.
在那时候，有我从前一年多前做的梦在我的脑子里打转，非常bother我，非常打扰我。
All of a sudden, the dream I had about a year ago came back to bother me.
这个梦，这我一年半前做的梦，一年半来我都不能忘掉，我想忘了都不能忘。
That was a dream for a year and a half, and I couldn't escape from it.
结果那个 dream 出来，那一天早上就往脑子里出来，我非常难过，我进来祷告。
I was so troubled, and I came back to pray.
我说主啊，你如果是我的神，你就让我忘掉这个梦，或者跟我解释这个梦。因为这个梦已经妨害了我来认识你跟接近你。
I said, Lord, if you are my God, I want you to remove this dream from my memory, or you have to explain to me what it is, or else it's really hindering my coming close to you.
就奇迹就在这个发生了。
And that's the miracle what happened.
在星期六大家祷告之后。
And that Saturday night, Saturday everybody prayed for me.
我先生说我一定要问问题。
My husband began to say, I got a question I have to ask.
So 他问了他要的问题。
So he asked what he had to ask.
可是从大家各不同的人的口中为了他回答的问题上帝解答了我的梦。
But
For the answer that everybody was giving him, from them, from those answers, came my solution of that dream.
这个梦是一个小女孩。
What is the moon about, the dream about? There was a little girl.
她坐在一个很大的游泳池旁边。
Sitting on the edge of a big swimming pool.
Swimming pool 的水是很清洁很平静可是非常冷。
It's a very cold and chilly water.
小女孩在那里非常孤独非常非常desperate,
很 The little girl was lonely and desperate.
她的头已经倒在水底下。
And she sank, her head is sinking into the water.
半死了。
It's almost dead.
我忽然看到那个小女孩就把她抱起来不知如何是好。
I saw that girl, so I picked her up, and I didn't know, I wonder what to do.
忽然之间有一个男孩子在那里招手。
All of a sudden, a boy waved at me.
他说抱来这里抱来这里这里水是暖的。
He said, come here, come hither, this is warm water.
我就把小女孩抱到那个水旁边她是好像在一条河畔上。
It was like a river on the bank of a river.
这个河水是流的啊。
It was a flowing water.
而且水是温而且是黄色的水。
It is warm and it is yellow.
就是只有这个黄色在我记忆里很深其他颜色我都没有印象。
That yellow gave me a strong impression. I couldn't escape from it.
抱这个女孩子这个水里头游她就醒了而且她活起来她就很快乐的一直游一直游水越来越深。
And the woman, the little girl, revived, and she began to swim and swim, swim and further down into the deeper end.
She's very happy.
She's very happy.
Yeah, 我是水手是一直拖了这个小女孩游泳的。
I was holding on to that girl.
忽然之间有个半个棺材出现。
All of a sudden, half of a coffin came out.
这棺材是没有盖子的。
And there was no lid.
这小女孩游到棺材里，到棺材尾了。
And the little girl comes to the end of the, comes to one end of the coffin.
就在那时候，有一个中年妇人，很朴实，很谦卑的中年妇人出现。
All of a sudden, suddenly, a middle-aged woman, very humble-looking and very, very common-looking woman.
大家都知道这个妇人不是这小女孩的母亲可是都知道这小女孩是要归属这个中年妇人。
And everybody knew that this girl, this woman is not this girl's mother, yet everybody felt that she should belong to her.
我就把这小女孩抱给她。
So I gave her.
我只讲我说因为她。我只讲 because.
I said because, that's all I said.
他没让我讲完他就说我知道。
And that woman said, I know.
就第一个梦就完了。
And that's the end of the first dream.
马上我接着就第二个梦。
Then immediately the second dream came.
是我跟我女儿。
That was myself and my daughter.
在一个中国人或者是东方人很多的马路上走。
Was walking on a street full of Oriental or Chinese people.
好像是在 LA 或 San Francisco 的街上。
It looks like in LA or in San Francisco.
忽然之间有一只猫在我的脚旁出现。
Suddenly a cat came near my foot.
这个猫又饿又狼狈。
It's very hungry and very fearful looking.
可是它那个牙齿又大我就知道它那个牙齿样子凶得不得了。
But was showing her teeth all over.
它牙齿比平常的猫还大了好多 我看着就你会就看起来就很可怕的样子。
That teeth is so dreadful. I was bothered by it, and it's bigger than any cats I've seen.
我下去把它抱起来。
Yet I stooped down and picked it up.
因为我知道这不是一个陌生的猫，是跟我家有关的一个猫。
I knew it's not a stray cat. It's something to do with my family.
我女儿看了，我女儿急得不得了。她说：“妈妈呢？你不能抱它，你把它放下了，它还会咬你的。”
And my daughter began to yell, said, don't pick up the cat, she'll bite you.
Again.
Again.
我没有放下来，我就在那时候，我的手上忽然之间，无中生有，就是有一大团的面包。
Suddenly I realized I had a whole loaf of bread in my hand.
不是 loaf, 是一个 chunk.
Whole chunk of bread. Whole chunk of bread, okay.
我就得这猫吃了。
I fed the cat with the bread.
这猫在我的手上它就没再咬我。
and the cat didn't bite me.
我就醒了。
And I woke up.
这在这个那天 prayer 的时候，他解了梦。
That I told you, on the day of prayer, my dream was solved.
这个中年女人是我。
I realized I was that middle-aged woman.
是在我信主之后。
This is me. This is I after I'm saved.
这小女孩是我。
And the little girl also was me.
我也是我。
And I, of course, am I.
这个男孩子是我先生。
And that little boy is my husband.
这个黄水
that yellow water
is something very special, 很特殊的黄
水 is very something special, something very special.
这是我到后来才知道的
And I didn't understand afterwards. I only understood afterwards.
Until afterwards, yeah. 这我是先知道这个小女孩是在黄水里游，游她在要游了很久，她的过去才会死掉。
I knew that little girl had to swim for a long time in that yellow water.Until her past was dead to her.
然后她要归属这个中年妇人。
And then she belonged to that middle-aged woman.
这个男孩是为什么是我先生呢
？Why was that boy my husband?
因为他一直要我去那个 Southern Oak 中国教会里。
He was the one who keeps calling me to go to church in Southern Oak.
我一直都不肯去的。
I refused for a long time.
一直到我去听徐华医生讲道。
Until I went to that gospel meeting.
倒是黄水，黄水就在这里，就是黄水是指那天到我家来，还有在烧山 Oak 里头那些从中国大陆来的中国人，信主的中国人。
And why is this yellow water important to me? I realized that day who came to my house to pray for me are all from mainland China, one time or the other.
因为你们知道，这破坏我的女人是个从中国大陆来的。是共产党下来的女人。
And I referred to you earlier, there was a woman who has caused great damage to me, and she was from mainland China too.
在那之后，我见了所有从大陆上的人，我都非常害怕，而非常恐惧。
Because of her, I had a phobia toward anyone who's coming from China, from mainland China.
就上帝借了这个机会，他就跟我讲，他说。我就是要这样医好你。他一年半前就已经跟我讲了。
And remember, this was a dream a year and a half ago, and the Lord told me that's the way He's going to heal me.
第二个梦。
And the second dream.
上帝是跟我讲，他说，以后这个女人是会来找你。
He said that woman, the same woman, will come to look for you.
那时候我会用主耶稣的爱来对待她。
And that will be the time I can treat her with Jesus' love.
你知道上帝这个安排，他知道我不会因为他来医治我的神经病而相信他。
You know, the Lord is arranging in such a way. He knew that I wouldn't just believe him even after he healed my psychic problem.
所以他用这种所谓我们实验心理讲的方法，一种非常好的实验方法来告诉我，让我不得不相信是上帝的功劳。
So he's using an experimental psychology method.To teach me, to tell me that it has to be God who is doing all these.
所以这个之后，我非常感谢。
I was very thankful after the dream was solved.
我过去的一切不是偶然，而是一切都是上帝的恩典。
The things that happened to me several years ago was not by accident. It was God, what God allowed.
这恩典我一定要尽我的能力。来荣耀他。
I am going to glorify him in all my ways, all my life.
见证到此为止。
This is my testimony. I 希望我的表弟有机会能够跟黄姊妹多谈一谈，因为他的故事很长啊，很多时候也不方便在他的故事本身的内容不方便在讲台上面讲。
I wish my cousin would have time to have further fellowship with Sister Huang because she's got so much story some cannot really share with us on the pulpit.
Let's have a little bit of prayer together. 我们一起祷告好不好？主耶稣，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Praise you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your wonderful grace.
因为当我们人的知识智慧在那里拦阻你的时候
，Because when our so-called wisdom or intellect that is blocking the way to lead to you.
你能够对我们的心说话。
You can speak directly to our heart.
你能够叫我们知道里面最深处的需要是什么。
And you lead us to know the deepest desire of our hearts.
我们把感谢赞美归给你。
We want to give you thanks and gratitude.
我们也为了我们的姊妹祷告。
We also want to pray for our sister.
叫她能够按照你的旨意能够往前在基督徒的路上一直的成长。
So she can walk in this Christian way to grow in you.
直到她满有基督长成的身量，并且在她的生命中间能够供应许多人粮食。
Until she can attain the full stature of Christ, and then she becomes the food for lots of other friends.
能够带领许多人归到你的面前。
And then she can lead many to the Lord.
我们也为着今天早晨受浸两位姊妹祷告。
We also pray for those two sisters this morning who are baptized.
也是一样的带领他们。
In the same way that Lord you lead them.
听我们祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
在我认识黄姊妹的这几个礼拜之后。
In these few weeks after I make the acquaintance with our sister Huang.
我才发现人是一个非常非常不容易办的东西。
Then I realized how complicated our human beings are.
我们看自己有时候不知道在想什么。
Sometimes even when we look at ourselves, we don't know what we're doing.
看看别人就知道神的恩典如何在他们身上。
But then when we look at others, then we realize how great God's grace is.
黄姊妹的先生是我的助教。
And Sister Huang's husband is my teaching assistant at one time.
他就对我说，他说同辈，我看见我太太身上所发生的事情。
And he told me that.When I observe what happened in my wife's life,
我实在非常稀奇。
I'm so amazed.
所以过了几个礼拜，他也信主。
So after several weeks, and he also received the Lord.
我相信这是神在个人身上所要做奇妙的工作。
I believe this is the wonderful things that the Lord intended for us.
因为神用他的方法带领每一个人是不一样的。
Because God used all different ways to lead different people.
两天以前在我们家庭聚会的时候
Two days ago, we have a fellowship meeting
in a fellowship.
Okay.
有一位姊妹提起来
This
她做了一句话
one sister mentioned,
她说到底人活着为什么要活着
Now, what's the meaning of living?
你知道这个问题啊一问的话我想很多人头皮都发麻了
I guess with this kind of, when we face this kind of question,Our skull will become numb.
因为不是变成很长的一大篇的道理。
Because it's the answer sometimes can become a long passage of some kind of doctrine.
甚至到后来变成空泛没有目的。
Or even become some very empty talk.
不然就是很多人要想办法找出一些话来说。
Or somebody would just try to squeeze out some words to express it.
你知道两千几千年来这个人就问这个问题
you see,
有人类以来我想就在问
For thousands of years ever since the being of humankind we have this question
我想很多人因此做了哲学家
that, I believe that's why some of us become philosophers
有些人变成散文 写小说了
and some become the psalmist become the novelist
多愁善感的人就多写一点
and those who are really 多愁have a lot of very sentimental ones. They can write a lot.
像我们这些凡夫俗子，只好这个天天这样浑浑噩噩生活。
For those of us that have a very very simple mind, we just live our lives one day at a time.
就好像我想起了圣经里面有一位做官的，叫做比拉多。
Just like then I was reminded of an officer in the Bible whose name is Pilate.
这个人是说起来响叮当人物，因为主耶稣在他手下受审判。
Actually, this is quite a famous one because Jesus was being tried under him.
他就问一个问题，他说真理是什么呢
？So he asked a question. Now, what is truth?
主耶稣说，我为真理来到世间。他主耶稣这样讲，我为真理来到世间。所以比拉多就反问一句。真理是什么呢
The reason is because Jesus said that because of this truth, I came into this world. And so Pilate asked him, what is truth?
你知道他问完这句话掉身转身就走了根本没有等到主耶稣回答他。
Actually, after he asked this question, he just turned around and left. He didn't even expect Jesus to answer him.
所以我很怕这个问题一问了之后说人生到底为什么人为什么活着以后也就不了了之。
So I'm afraid after the question is asked, why, what's the meaning of life, of living? I'm afraid the same thing will happen. We just cannot really solve it. We're just going to walk away from it.
但是那天有一位弟兄很久不讲话，忽然他讲话了。
But then that day, there's one brother who usually don't talk that much, and all of a sudden started talking.
他说他讲了一句话很有道理。他说什么？他说我听你们问这个问题，我就很有感触。
He said, "No, when I heard this question, I have a lot that really touched a whole lot of memories."
他说当你问说人为什么活着的时候，其实你是离神很近。
Actually, when you ask the question, why do we have to live? You actually are very, very close to God.
你知道，只有圣经的真理给人生一个真实的目的和答案。
Because only the truth in the Bible can give us a correct answer.
这个长老会的信条第一条。
The very first doctrine of Presbyterian Church.
他们的基要问答。
Their most important doctrine
人为什么活着?
Is that why, what's the meaning of life?
人活着的目的就是要讨神的喜悦，并且以神为他的喜乐。
Now the purpose of living is so that we will please our God and
God be our delight.
And God will be our delight.
所以我们弟兄就说，当你问这个问题的时候，你是很靠近神啊。
So this brother answered, when you have a question like that, you're actually very, very close to the Lord.
他说像我这样，我有几年的时间根本没有办法想这些问题。
It's like, for some, quite a few years, I don't have the time to even think about this kind of question.
以后我们弟兄就接着讲了他如何挣扎生存的故事。
And then our brother continued to tell us the way that all the struggles he has experienced during those hard years.
哪天我们要请他在这里做见证。
Maybe someday we can invite him to give us testimony.
因为他的口才比我好多了。
Because he's even much, much more fluent than I.
那他讲的时候，我们一面笑一面哭，一面流泪。
And actually, when we heard that, we were laughing and also weeping inside.
他说我那个时候去买一百磅因为他们开个店，他一个人要做三个工作，又是学生，又是有一个工作，又是还要开个炸鱼店。
At that time, he has to have three jobs. They have to sustain as a student, and then have a full-time job, and still have to work in a fish and chips store.
所以他说如果他能够到中央市场买到一百磅的 potato, 马铃薯四块半买到，他就非常喜乐非常高兴，今天认为人生有价值了。
And he expressed that day, if he can rush to that, the wholesale market, if he can purchase 100 pounds of potato for the price of only $4.50, he is satisfied for that day.
他觉得今天人生非常满意。
He accomplished what he
他如果能够开50里车子去接孩子下课而不迟到的话，他人生有价值了。
He said he's really has meaning. If he can just drive 50 miles back to pick up his kids on time, he's happy.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们听见是什么？
So what we heard?
我们听见是人从小到大不断的在挣扎中间。
Then we understand that we are going through this all kinds of struggles all along our way.
我稍微认识一点黄姊妹她过去的背景和历史。
I understand a little bit of our sister.
她在密西根大学教书教了十几年。
She taught in the University of Michigan State.
University
of Michigan for over 10 years.
她是非常有才华的人，而且她的读书读得非常顺利。
She is so brilliant, and she's everything is just wonderful going for her.
她学校里面让她出去做了一年 postdoc 之后，第二年就把她立刻请回来。
After 1 year going out as postdoc, right away she was invited back to take professorship in the university.
不是做这个助理教授，是做 associate professor,
and
不是 assistant professor.
Directly jumping to associate professor, skipping assistant professorship.
所以一下子就很快很快出人头地。
So right away she is just head and shoulder above all the other peers.
但是刚才我不晓得她讲的话你们听见没有。
But I don't know whether what she said earlier, whether you heard it clear or not.
她说她一直这样挣扎努力的往上。
She keep on striving and struggling to go upwards.
等到1984年忽然一个大的打击临到她的身上。
And all of a sudden in 1984, there's a great thing happening to her.
他说好像说一切努力挣扎让我能够顺利只是要加重这个打击的力量。
As if all those past years it's just even more emphasized that how heavy this blow become.
我们人生就好像一直在爬楼梯，爬到最后才发现一脚踏空，一度滚到地上。
So all our lives as if we're trying to climb the stairs and all the way up to the very top and then one step and you go all the way down.
昨天早晨我的女儿留个条子给我。
Yesterday my daughter left a note for me.
因为她很早就出去了。
Because she left the house real early.
她说爸爸我今天早上同学很早就把我接出去因为学校很多的事情。
She said, a certain person picked me up real early today because I'm going to be, my whole day is going to be so full.
我们的学校里有很多的活动我参加了学校的活动非做不可。
And this is something I have to go.
她最后加了一句话请你为我祷告。
And then very last he added, please pray for me.
我是心里又同情又怜悯又生气而且觉得实在是没有道理。
My heart was so have so much pity and was so sympathized and yet was kind of angry and I have nothing, I can't do a thing.
但是我看见他最后一句话请你为我祷告我心就软下来。
But when I saw the very last sentence, please pray for me, my heart started to soften.
实在我们实在是在人生的挣扎道路从小就训练他这样挣扎。
Because ever since we're young, this whole society already trained us to just continue struggling on.
你知道我们和一些所谓在 homeschool 家庭学校里面的人有接触。
We have some contact with people who run homeschools.
最早我们是和 Steve Starr 这个家庭接触。
The very earliest is the contact we have with the Starr family.
以后我们和这个梁牧师他们接触。
And later on, we have contact with Pastor Liang.
前两天我看见世界上日报上有一篇不晓得是不是信徒一个黄碧端写的一篇文章。
And a few days ago, I read in the Chinese newspaper that someone, I don't know whether she's a Christian or not, or a he.She reported that she saw some of the students coming out of homeschool.
我相信黄碧端是个学教育的人。
From the writing, I can understand she might have an education background.
我的脑筋不太清楚，可能我认识她也不一定。
Maybe I even know this person. I probably forgot.
她里面讲到也是讲到这些问题。
She also stating the problem.
他一个最大的点就是说，今天我们的教育制度，一方面是跟着社会的潮流走，一方面对社会毫无贡献。
She said that the education system today is just really following the flow of this society, yet it has no contribution to the current society.
我们不知不觉地把儿女们过早推到社会里面去。
It seems that we push our kids into society too early.
他们很早就需要在社会上面跟大人一样享受尊敬的痛苦。
Because our kids has to enjoy this pressure of struggling early in their lives.
我们大人在社会中间工作，各方面的事情，叫我们身心灵受极大的创伤和压力。
Now we grown-ups that we have to struggle in this society, we have experienced a lot of pain and a lot of hurts in our hearts, in our spirit.
没有几个人除了基督徒之外没有几个人是享受生活以生活为喜乐的。
Very, very few, except maybe some Christians, that can really enjoy life and have a real meaning in life.
至少基督徒对自己是诚实的。
At least,A Christian, we're honest to ourselves.
很多时候你在公司里见到的人，他们在你面前摆出一张笑脸。
Sometimes when you go, when you work in your office and your colleague, they all have a smiling face.
因为社会上教导我们，样样要积极，要主动，要正面的那面给人看。
Because we were taught that everything we have to be active, we have to be have to be
积极正面。
We have to have a positive and assertive attitude.
也许早晨你问他好不好
Maybe in the morning you ask how are you、
哦、他说不可能再好了好得不得了
I said oh couldn't be better
到下午他就被公司炒鱿鱼了
But maybe in the afternoon he get fired
他可能心里早就知道但他绝对不在你的面前有任何的退却
Maybe he already knew it in the morning but he will never admit that in front of you
你到店里面去问他的生意好不好。
If you go to any store, you say, how's the business?
都是非常好的。
Oh, yes, it's tremendous, great.
他可能正在为了家头寸搞得头破血流。
Maybe he's really, really in a hard, in a bad jam, but he won't tell you.
但他绝不会让你知道。
He would never let you know.
因为这是我们受到生活的挣扎的那个教导，就是应该这样。
Because this is how we trained, how we should, struggle like this.
所以我们变成一个非常虚假两面的人。
So we become a very, very, hard, we would become,a two-faced person was, we cannot be honest at all.
我们没有办法把我们人向着任何人敞开，因为任何人你敞开的结果，将来都可能对付你。
We cannot open ourselves to anybody because anybody can turn that against you.
所以这个人变得非常非常的紧张。
So everybody became very tense.
非常的痛苦，压力沉重的不得了。
And was so painful and was so depressed.
如果你以为外面只是压力，只是从外面生活当中难出来，那不算压力。
If you think the pressure is only coming out of trying to get a living, earning a living, that's not all.
压力从里面来的。
Because the pressure coming from within.
外面的压力算不得什么。
The pressure coming from outside is not really nothing.
里面的压力才大得不得了。
But inside, the pressure inside coming from within, those are the real pressure.
你没有办法外里外一致的做人。
Somehow you just cannot be the
inside and outside. You cannot be harmonious.
There's no harmony of inside and out and your outside.
有一天早晨来了一个朋友。
One morning, a friend stopped by.
就是上礼拜五，我都忘记了，还是好几天以前的。
That's been so many times, so many days ago. Actually, it was just Friday.
这个太太是一个卖房地产的。
She's a real estate lady.
也许因为最近房地产不大景气，她比较空一点。
Maybe because of this current real estate recession, she might have a little bit more time.
我很高兴她也来看我们。
I was so happy that she stopped by.
所以我们就请她一起坐下来讲讲话。我们正在吃早饭。
So we were having our breakfast. So we just invite her in to have some breakfast with us.
一面谈话，一面谈话，一面谈话的时候，我就发现她里面最深处有一个需要。
While we were talking and talking, then I realized she had deep down inside she has such a need.
在表面，她跟我讲啊，对于基督教，我很多很多的问题还不清楚，我很多宗教都想要研究一下。
On the surface, she keep on talking. She say, "Oh, for the Christianity, I really don't know that much, and I'm interested in studying all religion."
他说我的家里人都是信佛的。
And she said, all my family are Buddhist.
我先生的家里也都是拜佛的。
And even my husband's family, the family of my husband's side, they're all Buddhist.
但是不知道为什么我们俩结婚时我们到天主教里去结婚去了。
But somehow I didn't understand when we got married, we were married in the Catholic Church.
后来我们越谈越谈的时候我就发现在外面虽然许许多多的挣扎，他告诉我说我不能信主啊，因为信主我没有时间聚会啊。
You see, the more when we talk, then realize, and she expressed that, oh, she really cannot be a good Christian because she doesn't have time to go to church Sundays.
但是我发现她的里面是要神的。
But then I realized, deep down inside, she wanted the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？一个人外面的需要和里面的需要是两件事情。
Then you realize, no, someone is our expression of her need, and what's really happening inside is totally different.
外面的压力和里面的压力是两件事情。
And the pressure coming from outside and from within is also very different.
外面的压力要你希望尽量的努力，尽量的发挥你的才能，尽量的找好关系，尽量的做什么事情。有钱有名有利，你就能解决你的问题。
Outwardly, you're trying to pursue all the money, the position, and everything. So hopefully, that all the things of your life will be solved.
但是里面你更加知道，外面的问题解决，里面不能解决。
But more, even more so, then inside you understand the problem you have inside cannot be solved.
有更多的钱不能解决你的问题。
When you have more money, it.Not necessarily means that all the problems inside will be solved.
有更多的名望不能解决你的问题。
Even if you have great fame, that will work either.
从前你的压力是五块钱的压力。
Before you have this pressure about $5.
因为一顿午饭差不多五块钱能够解决你的问题。
Because at that time, $5 can take care of your lunch.
等到你工作顺利了，也有家庭了，你的压力不是五块钱，是五百块。
And then later on, when you have a family and you got into a certain job, and your problem become $500 worse.
因为那五百块你必须筹措了，好来付你的房租。
Because you have to have that extra $500 to pay for your rent.
当你的事业又起来之后，
later on,
你的压力不是五百块，是五千块甚至五万块。
Later on, when your business become really booming, and your pressure become $5,000 or even $50,000.
因为你要花那么多钱，你还雇了更多的员工，你每个月付他们薪水五万块钱还不够。
And because of the business, you're hiring more people, so even $50,000 is not enough. When you become a millionaire, maybe every month you have the problem of $500,000. Because that's the money you have to have.
弟兄姊妹们，你就看见你所有的努力，当你越来越上去的时候，你基本里面的需要一点都没有满足。
So you see, when you prosper and when you go on,And the struggle inside is still there.
这些日子我和 Dr. 我们和 Dr. Picton 有几天一起退休会。
For the past few days, last week we had this wonderful retreat with Dr. Picton.
从这些聚会里面，我更加了解到一个人里面最深处的需要不是外面能满足的。
And from those meetings, then I realized that the deepest need inside, is much, much greater than outside.
刚才我讲这个房地产的朋友。
When we go back to the story of that real estate Asian lady,
我就对她说,
then I told her,
我能为你祷告吧?
May I pray for you?
她说可以啊, 很好啊。
She said, yeah, yeah.
然后祷告完, 我说, 我请你也祷告好吗?
And after I prayed, I said, may I invite you to pray also?
我说, 因为我看见你的心里是要神的, 虽然你口里面还没有这样说。
Because I see that in your heart, you wanted the Lord, although your mouth did not say it.
你完全知道只有耶稣在你里面的时候, 你才有平安喜乐, 才有满足, 才有真正的享受。
I know, deep down inside, you already knew that only with Jesus in your heart, then you have satisfaction, then you have peace, then you have joy.
你知道这是很紧张的时候啊。
And that's a very tense moment.
他或者说是或者说不。
Because she can either say yes or no.
但是我里面觉得神的同在在他身上正在引导他。
But then deep down inside, I felt that God's presence, God's leading was right there with her.
他很小声地说是啊。
And she whispered, she said yes.
我们就为他祷告。
So we pray with her and
祷告完了以后他就把他心打开。
And after we prayed, and she just opened her heart.
让耶稣基督住在她的心里。
And invite Jesus to come into her heart.
她从前是名义上听过福音。
And nominally, she heard the gospel.
但是不知道耶稣能够满足她最深处的需要。
She didn't know that Jesus can satisfy the deepest need in her.
这个最深处的需要就是她心灵里的需要。
And that deepest need is the need of her heart.
有一首诗歌说，我心虽小。世界虽大，大者难使，小者满足。
And it's a song indicating that although my heart is so small and the world is so big, but that big one really cannot satisfy this little heart.
这里今天早晨这么多年轻人，我们教会很多年轻人都在准备申请大学。
And today we have quite a few young people here, and most of them are trying to apply to universities this year.
甚至在退休会里面，我还看见有个年轻弟兄带了一份申请表在那填写。
Even in the retreat, I saw somebody trying to fill out the application.
我的女儿到临终截止前两天才叫我把她的申请表寄出去。
And my daughter tried to get me to mail the application 2 days before the deadline.
结果我发现比他有人还更晚的。
And I find out that somebody even later than that.
到最后一天邮戳未平 ,11 月30号寄出去。
They sent out.
11月30号没有31号。
They sent out the application the very last day of November.
为什么
Why?
为什么这么晚才寄?
Why it's so late?
是不是因为这些孩子都很懒的人啊?
Is it because they're lazy?
不是。
No.
因为心里的挣扎太大了。
Because the struggle inside is so big.
不晓得去哪里好啊。
You don't know which one to go.
当然要去最好的学校。
Of course you want to go to the best school you want.
但是是要最好人家要你才行。
And it has to be the best one, but then they still want you.
我不是说我到哪个学校都好，最好的学当然要去最好的学校。
Of course, everybody want to go to the best school.
但是我不知道谁要我，谁不要我。
But I don't know which school really want me.
我也不知道各样竞争多大。
And I don't know how great the competitions are.
所以你知道，这是生活的挣扎。
So this is the struggle of life.
这是每一个人生命的挣扎。
And this is the struggle of everybody.
但这些挣扎不是外面而已，里面的问题。
So, but this struggle is not just outward; it's inside.
你知道我们人基本的问题我从 Picture 那里了解到就是灵和魂是个分开的个体。
From Dr. Pixon, I learned one thing very important, is that our spirit and our souls are two different identities.
今天所以人有这么多的问题。
All the reason that we have so much problems today,
基本的情形
basically,
就是因为我们不能够在自己里面找到和谐。
Because inside ourselves, we cannot find that harmony.
他常常讲意识层面和潜意识层面。
He mentioned very often about the conscious and subconscious.
或者我们心灵愿意灵里面 心愿意肉体却软弱
or say something like our flesh is weak although our will
或者有一种诗歌说他的心里面虽然要神但是做出来总由不得他自己
or in,、like in one of the songs it says although my heart wants the Lord but whatever I do I don't know what to do
我们整个的人是在一个不和谐的状态里面
our whole being is exists in a non harmonious
你想今天为什么社会上有这么许多的不和谐
Why this whole society filled with this kind of not harmony?
因为人本身不对所以造成社会的不和谐
Because the human being, we are not right with the Lord. That's why we have all those troubles.
也许因为这些日子我跟 Pekon 在一起也跟 Lily 在一起多一点我想心理学的问题
Maybe these days I have chance with Dr. Pixon.And I have more fellowship with Lily. So I've been thinking about this, though, all those psychological problems.
你知道 Freud 他是心理学的一个很重要的是不是鼻祖我不晓得哈反正很重要的人物
Sigmund Freud.
Freud.
Okay.
你说
Yeah, maybe he's one of the top frontier, front runners in the psychology field.
我也知道有些人他把心理学的问题都把它当作就是人基本的这个 driving force 是什么是性的问题
and some will claim that sex will be the driving force of the human being
我就想这些理论好大胆哦
I realize how dare they have this kind of a theory
他凭什么发现人的基本的力量是什么
now why can they claim that is the main driving forceof human being.
也许他自己是这样。
Maybe he himself are like that.
也许他周围碰见一些人是这样。
Or maybe the people he get in contact with have thinkings like that.
但是这绝对不是基督徒的生活方式。
But definitely that is not of a Christian.
所以他的理论都是错误的影响多少人呢
So if his theory is wrong, and how great his influence is going to be.
我只是用这个例子来说明我们对于社会所有的输入造成社会今天的混乱。
You see, this is all because of the input of individual human being make the society to become a state, to today's situation.
共产主义这样大的散货影响力量。
Like in communist.
多半是因为马克思失恋的关系。
And the reason that the communists become like today is maybe largely because of Marx's
losing his girlfriend,
losing his yeah. unsuccessful in his
marriage,
love life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who knows? 谁知道对不对
？Who knows?
我只是用这些例子证明说，一个人给社会上许多的这个输入的东西，造成今天社会的混乱。
What I want to say today is that the input of individuals have a lot of influence to the society.
而我们结果倒过来都受这些事物的影响。
But then we from the other direction, we're also influenced by the society.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看看我们自己，我们看看社会，我们知道没有。这个社会没有平安，没有喜乐，没有满足。
So if you look at ourselves and look at the society, we cannot find any peace, we cannot find joy, we cannot find anything.
结论为基本的问题是什么
？So what's the basic problem?
因为我们里面不和谐。
Because inside of ourselves, there's no harmony.
我们里面这个生命的挣扎，造成我们在生活上的痛苦。
You see the struggle of our life inside make our living become so painful.
当你了解到神造人最基本灵的需要的时候
，When you realize the need of our spirit，
你才发现，
当我们不照着神活的时候，产生多大的危害。
Then we realize if we don't live according to God's way, what kind of a pain we're going to experience.
保罗讲的最简单的一句话。
The simplest way that Paul put it.
保罗说我真是苦啊。
Paul said, woe.
Woe am I.
Woe am I.
我相信每个人读到罗马书第七章这里都会摇几掌称赞保罗讲话真是天下名我真是苦啊。
Everybody, I believe you all can experience the same, painful, feeling when you read through, the very last part of, chapter 7 of the book of Romans.
保罗说我真是苦啊我立志愿意为善但是行出来由不得我。
He said, I wanted to be good, to do good, but I cannot help it.
他说我有两个不同的个体在我里面。
He said, there are two laws that's governing me.
他说我所愿意的善我倒不去做我所不愿意恶我倒去做。
And the good I wanted to do but I couldn't. But the evil I don't want to do but yet I go and do it.
他说如果我去做我所不愿意去做的就不是我要做的对不对
So if I do the things that really I don't want to do, so is that really not me that did it?
那么谁做的呢
Now who did it that?
乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
And actually that was the sin that in me did all that.
你不要以为保罗是推脱呀。
So don't think Paul is just blame everything on the sin.
好多人学会这个态度说，哎 ，the devil made me do it， 魔鬼叫我做的，不是我自己要做的。
So some people imitated this way, say, "Oh, the devil made me do it."
但是保罗这里话不是这样。
But Paul did not really say that.
他是认出人里面最大的痛苦挣扎是什么
？Because he recognized the greatest struggle and the greatest pain in human being.
就是在人认识神以前，人不是自由的。
That is that when before we really know the Lord, we are not really free.
他说我觉得有个律跟我同在。
He said there's a law that's within me.
他把这个叫做一个律。
He called that a law.
就是我愿意为善的时候便有恶与我同在。
Because when I wanted to good, then the evil just come, was also with me.
保罗说因为按照我里面的意思啊我是喜欢神的律。
And Paul also said, according to myself, deep down inside, I like God's law.
听见他这样的话了没有
no,
他说我觉得我基本上是喜欢神的律的人。
You see, basically, I like God's law.
我里面的意思最深处那个里面的心灵是喜欢神的律。
Very deep down inside, very, very inside, that I like God's law.
但是他说我觉得另外有一个律。
But I realize there's another law.
你看到保罗讲他的挣扎。
You see, here we're talking about Paul's struggle.
他说这个律和我心中的律交战。
Because that law was fighting with the law inside.
而且把我掳去。
And actually captivate me.
那个律法肢体中间的律比我心里律还要强。
And the law that's in this body is greater, it's more stronger, is stronger than the law I like inside.
弟兄姊妹们你的经验是不是这样是不是肢体的律往往比你心里的律还要强啊
Now, is that way with you?Do you feel that the law in your body is stronger than your will?
我常常心里的意思是要神的。
A lot of times, deep down inside, I like the Lord. I wanted the Lord.
但是为什么许多人看见我不是一个很好的基督徒，或者不像一个传道人的样子呢
？But how come some people doesn't regard me as a good Christian? Doesn't think I look like a good minister?
因为肢体中那个律交战，并且把我掳去了。
Because that law just captivate.Whatever is inside and really totally defeated me.
不仅把我掳去，叫我服从那个肢体中间犯罪的律。
And so that I become a follower of that law that lead me to sin.
我们讲的犯罪不仅是杀人放火呀。
The sin we're talking about not just for killing, for setting fire.
我们今天讲的罪就是把世界上把社会污染的那一切东西啊 人心里面出来的东西污染了世界。
The sin we're talking about is the very thing we're talking about that contaminated this whole society.
今天我们社会已经变成大染缸因为所有污秽都在里面。
And today the society become a great pit because all the evils all was dumped in there.
怎么会进去的
Now, how does all those evil things becoming in there?
从每一个人身上发展进去的。
Because that's coming from all individuals.
从几千年来，各种人，红黄蓝白黑，什么人种都在里面污染它。
For thousands of years, that all mankind just keep on dumping all this sin in there.
所以我们中国人最早孟老夫子跟荀子打这个笔墨官司。
So the ancient philosophers, Confucius and Xun. They have this conflict.
有一个人说人性本善。
In the, 孟。
孟, 孟子。
Mencius say that human natures are good.
荀子说人性本恶。
Then 荀 said that human natures are evil.
你两面看都有道理。
Now if you look at either side, they all seems to, they all can stand.
没有道理也不会讲到今天，对不对
？Because if there's no, they must have something that they can stand on.
弟兄姊妹，但是人性是本是善还是恶啊
？But what do you say?
看我们活在哪一个世界里面
？It depends on where we live.
如果我们活在神这一面，人性本善。
If we live in the kingdom of God, then we know.
因为在每一个犯罪作恶人里面，他还有一个良心，让他思想到神的事情，并且当他问说为什么生活的时候，他希望能够认识神。
Then we know that all men are good because although it doesn't matter whether how sinful that person is, there is this life, this perfect life in it, that will guide this person to be good.
这就是为什么强盗也有老婆，也有压寨夫人的缘故。
That's why the robbers, the bandits got a loving wife, someone who loved him.
因为这个在外面杀人放火，可是回到家里，他可能是最慈爱、最有用的丈夫，对他妻子最满足他的需要。
Because he might be such a bad person, but going home, he might be a good husband.
我以前不明白，为什么梁山伯祝这个108条好汉，为什么这么这个？哎，因为他也有金兰之交，弟兄讲义气，对不对
？Although that's what some I give up. Even those even the bad guys, they
tell them the story of a Robin Hood.
They have their friendship. They have very very good friends together.
所以你说人性本善还是本恶
？So what do you say if human nature is good or bad?
另外一方面，如果我们活在肉体里面，活在犯罪里面，活在这些肢体的律里面，我们就看见很少圣人喽。
But if we really, if we live in, according to our flesh, then there's no sins that we can talk about.
实在没有一个人不犯罪。
Because nobody did not sin.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们人生的挣扎。
This is the struggle of our life.
也许都大家以为我今天讲的人生挣扎是学问，是学校的学校，是工作，是家庭这些生活方面的。
Maybe you're only thinking about the struggling of life is only in your job, in your school, in your daily living.
但是实在这些都是次要的。
But all those are secondary.
是你里面的问题有没有弄好
？It's what inside.
你里面若是弄好了，外面也会弄好。
If the inside, if you solve the problem inside and outside is no problem.
你里面和神的关系弄对了。
If you have the good relationship with the Lord inside.
你里面你发现人生的目的。
If deep down inside you know the purpose of living,
你和人的关系也会改变。
Then that will improve the relationship between you and your fellow man.
你和同学关系会改变。
And the relationship between you and your classmates will change.
你和弟兄姊妹关系改变。
And the relationship between you and other brothers and sisters will change.
你和父亲母亲的关系改变。
And the relationship between you and your parents will change.
你和儿女的关系改变。
With your children, the relationship will change.
你和所有一切人的关系改变。
And all the human relation will change.
有一天我一个同学跟我讲，他说中国讲的修身之家，修身齐家治国平天下这个道理。
Once I heard someone who mentioned to me about this Chinese way of doing that to get your...
From individual to the whole society.
From the individual to the whole society, to the whole country, to the whole world.
你知道我们没有讲中文以前，我不晓得我怎么中国话哈。没有讲英文以前，不晓得我怎么中国话。
when you try to say in English.
Oh, I'm too Chinese. I can't really use that English.
你知道我们受中国的文化影响比我们了解的还深得多，你晓得吗？
You see, when I started to speak in English, I realized how Chinese I am.
我们的思想整个的受多少年教育的影响。
You see, for years that we received that kind of education.
但这个同学他说，这个我看中国所以这么衰弱。这么积弱几千年来，就是因为没有福音的缘故。
And this classmate of mine told me that I studied and I come to this conclusion that the reason that China is so weak until today is because we don't have Christ.
这个弟兄我讲过，他很奇妙的，这个朋友很奇妙的。
Let me tell you a little bit about this friend of mine. 1971
年他从美国读书读了一半就回到中国大陆 投效中国政府。
In 1971,He finished education here, went back to mainland China.
今天他能够讲这样的话，你想他的观察是为了什么？
And today, he can say things like this, then you realize what kind of an observation he has.
今天我们在各个不同社会里面都有挣扎的层面。
Today, we're all in different society, and we have all different kind of struggle.
你不要以为在美国就是很好。
Don't ever think that because you're in the United States that this is heaven.
不信主一样。
If you don't believe in the Lord, it's just the same.
前两天看看那些报纸上讲的 Keaton 5, 那五个参议员搞什么东西。
Now you all realize the big news last year, the Keaton 5 savings and loans scandal.
怎么样？他们把除代会搞得一塌糊涂，然后去调查除代会的时候，议员们又有给中保司了。
You see, they made a big mess of all the savings and loan companies, and when the investigation go in, they realize a lot of the senators, congressmen are involved.
这是什么
？Now what is this？
这是罪。
It's sin.
肢体中犯罪的律把我们掳去。
This is the sin in our body, in our flesh that just captivate us and defeated us.
我知道你们在想，如果那几个人信耶稣就好了。
And you probably think if those people, if they believe in the Lord, then that'd be great.
但今天我们信息没有办法对他们讲。如果你把录音带送去给他，我不反对。
the message they probably never heard of it, will never hear. But if you can send the tape of this for today to send those tapes to them, that'd be great.
但今天我是对你们讲的。
But today we are receiving I'm giving this message to you.
我们还没有这么出名到可以上报，对不对？
Now we're not that famous that we will be our name will be on the newspaper.
也许好在没有上报。
And maybe that's a blessing.
上报没有什么好消息。
Because usually that's no good news if our name's in the newspaper.
我们必须认出我们今天里面的挣扎。
We have to realize the struggle that we have inside.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，亲爱的朋友们，你基本的需要是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is your deepest need?
你心里面最基本的需要是什么？
And what is the greatest, most basic need in your heart?
刚才我们讲这位弟兄这么挣扎，他也已经过了所有痛苦的生活过去了。
And this, the friend of mine who has been through all kinds of struggle, and the worst already passed for him.
但是我要提醒他一件事情啊。
But I reminded him.
我记得当他在这样痛苦中挣扎中间的时候。
I remember during his struggle,
他还给我告诉我看叫我看见他的见证，他每天仍然读神的话语。
Oh, he still want me to know that every day he reads God's word.
他还在开车的时候，他在这么忙碌的时候，还有机会，礼拜天的时候，每个主日还来聚会。
On Sundays, he even with those that kind of a struggle and Okay. He still try to come to meeting on Sundays.
所以弟兄姊妹，你基本的需要是什么？
So what is your basic need?
是你里面和神当中的平安。
Is the peace you have with the Lord?
你觉得你生活有价值。
Now, and then you know that the life you have is meaningful.
你再重的痛苦，你能够交托给主。
And whatever, how great your pain is, you can cast it on the Lord's shoulder.
这么多年轻的学生在这里，也许他们还不太明白我的话。
Maybe the young students, they don't understand what I'm saying right now.
因为他们太关心学校的功课。
Because probably they're too concerned about the schoolwork they have.
让我说几句话好不好？
But may I say something?
除了学校之外，也有社会方面的社交的生活，对不对？
And besides the school, there you still have your social life.
如果你觉得你的智慧够聪明，你在读书的事情上面不需要神的恩典。
Maybe if you think you have great intelligence and you don't need God's help in your schoolwork.
至少你要明白你的社交生活跟你聪明与否完全无关。
Maybe you should realize your social life's got nothing to do with how intelligent you are.
也许你的社交生活是叫你能够享受神同在，你依靠神的原因。
Maybe your the pressure from your social life is the reason that
that force you to become closer to the Lord.
很快这些年轻孩子都要上大学了。
Very soon, all the young people will get to college.
你知道，做父母有时候想，这个时候把他们送到社会里面，不晓得是不是还太早一点。
And a lot of our parents will have this thought that, well, is it too early to get them to drive them into society?
如果我们能够重新思想我们的人生，我们也是不知不觉、莫名其妙给送到社会里面去。
Now, if we think of ourselves, it's the same thing that we just kind of get tossed into the society.
但是没有人告诉我们救恩。
But nobody told us about salvation.
没有人告诉我们里面最大的痛苦，痛苦为什么来的。
Nobody told us that why, where does this, all these pain come from?
一直到我们信了耶稣。
Until we believe in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗的话讲得再好没有。
Now, brothers and sisters, let me tell you about what Paul said.
我不能够把弟兄姊妹们放在一个消极的感觉里面。
I don't want you to put in a very, very passive, pessimistic, thoughts.
所以我不但读二十四节给弟兄，七章二十四节给弟兄姊妹听。So, 我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体？
So not only we're gonna, not only I would read you the, Romans chapter 7, the very last word.
请我们大家一起读七章二十五节最后一句好不好？
Let us all turn to the book of Romans chapter 7.
保罗在讲完他里面所有生命的挣扎以后，他发现一个解决拯救的路。
After Paul talked about the struggling of his life, and he pointed out a way of a solution.
他前面说，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
First he said, oh, Romans 7. I'm sorry.
24节。
Romans 24. Woe am I? Okay, I'm reading this version. Wretched man that I am. Who will set me free from the body of this death?
25节他怎么说?
And then let's read verse 25.
感谢神。
Thanks be to God.
我们在解释保罗的话，也先看见他的感情怎么样流露。
Okay, when we try to study Paul's thoughts.
他先用非常，他这样痛苦说，我真是苦啊。但转过来他立刻说，感谢神。
You see, in verse 24, he's in such a depressed state. He said, wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of the death? And then right away in 25, the tone totally changed. He said, thanks be to God.
感谢神。
Thanks be to God.
靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
为什么?
Why?
因为耶稣基督是我们真实的平安和满足。
Because Jesus Christ is our true joy and true peace.
当你里面和神的关系平衡正常之后，
when inside, when we have this balanced and good relationship with our Lord,
你外面一些重担压力压不住你，
all the burdens and all the pressures from outside really cannot put you down.
因为当你在主耶稣这边考一百分之后，
because if you score 100 with Jesus,
你其他的不及格也不要紧，
even you flunk all the rest, it's all right.
有些时候我们把自己压力放得太多了。
A lot of times we pressure ourselves.
有时候我们的孩子们在学校里功课太多，我们就觉得说是，哎呀，学校的功课非选不可的。
And sometimes when our kids were so pressured with all the courses they have to pick.
是不是一定非选不可？
Now, is it really so that they have to do that?
不是。
No.
弟兄姊妹，是不是一定要上哈佛大学才算成功？
Now, is it really true that you have to go to Harvard in order to show that you are successful?
我听说现在哈佛不是第一名，耶鲁第一名了。
Now that I realize, some say that Yale is number one.
那么从前上哈佛都完蛋了。
So all those that went to Harvard, they are number two now.
连我们总统都是耶鲁选出来的。
Even now, the president is coming out of Yale.
所以大家都要进耶鲁，对不对？
So now, not a lot of people want to go to Yale.
那么假如以后耶鲁不吃香了呢？
Now what if next time, later on, Yale become no longer number one?
那么其他人都不要活了。
So nobody can say anything.
你就再想想看，到底是不是必要的事情。
So would you consider once more, now what is really necessary?
你知道有些时候我们需要给一些年轻人，或者我们自己也需要有一点这种罗曼蒂克的想法。
Sometimes we have to give our young people and even ourselves some very romantic thoughts.
但是前两天昨天我看报纸又叫我失望了。
And then a few days ago, when I read the newspaper, I was disappointed again.
你知道，我觉得艺术家非常清高，你晓得吧？
And a lot of times, I feel all those artists that they are so high, they're so great in the out of this world.
他们不是为了生活，他们是一种美的追求，所以做了艺术家。
They are pursuing the beauty, and they are not really for this life.
结果我昨天看着
LA Times 告诉我 Pavarotti 演唱一场赚十万块钱。
And, but yesterday I realized that, on LA Times it says that a great singer Pavarotti, for every appearance, he has to charge $100,000.
Placido Domingo 演唱一场十万块钱。哇。
Domingo also charged $100,000 a performance.
怎么这些人也变成为了铜钱生活的了
？How come those people, those artists so called, also live for money?
而我们叫这样的人叫做成功者。
But yet we call these people successful people.
不明白。
We don't understand.
弟兄姊妹，到底我们今天心思里是什么东西
？So what's really inside in our hearts?
我相信，若是你跟着这些社会的潮流，但你永远没有平安喜乐。
I believe if you follow what the society is leading, you'll never have satisfaction. You'll never have peace.
你里面真是苦啊
Because deep down inside, those wretched man am I.
你永远赶不上最前面的那一个
Because you can never really reach to the very, very top.
你知道为什么这么球员争来争去争什么
Now why do you know all those the famous sportsmen, what they're fighting for?
争哪一个人薪水最多
Because they're fighting who's got the top salary.
因为薪水多代表他的成功
Because that is a symbol, that is a status quo.
但是我看新闻看球员的新闻却看他们中间有些是基督徒
But when I read the sports page I realize some of them are the reason I read sports page because some of them are Christians
AC Green 是个基督徒
AC Green of Lakers is a Christian
他有一天要做传道人
One day he want to be a minister
他说他打球打完以后要做传道人
He said after he retired from basketball he want to be a minister
他这过去几年一直是先发球员先上场的那五个
And for the past few years he's the first line
现在换了一个新的教练了
Now there's a new coach
Dan Levy 对他说我要跟你谈一件事情
And this coach talk with AC Green
他说我跟你换一换你不做先发球员你先坐在板凳上好不好
He said, why don't you sit on the bench first?
我们有需要立刻叫你上来。
When we have any needs, we get you right away, we ask you, we call you right away.
AC Green 说也没有关系。
AC Green said, that's fine.
你知道报上写什么
You know what's reported on the newspaper?
Dan Levy 说 Dan Levy 的教练说
The coach, Dan Levy said,
他的答案就是我猜他会给我的答案。
He'sAnswer is the answer I get is what I expected.
弟兄姊妹们，这是基督徒的见证。
Now that is the testimony of a true Christian.
这是一个真正基督徒的态度。
This is a real Christian.
不是为了人所看见的那些压力来成功争取成功。
It doesn't really strive and try to fight for things that other people fight for.
而是你里面和神有一个真正的平安。
But rather, deep down inside, you have this true peace with the Lord.
这是你生活的秘诀。
And that is the secret of our living.
这是你喜乐的秘诀。
That is the secret of our joy.
这是你平安的原因。
And that is the reason that we have the peace.
这是你能够过正常生活的原因。
That's how we can live a very normal life.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
赞美耶稣，当我们知道我们都是被这些世界上压力所压垮的时候。
Lord,Now that we know that we are subject to all those pressures from all around us,
我们需要我们的心灵能够自由地在你的面前。
We want our spirit to be free before you, Lord.
因为最大的需要乃是得着你的自己在我们心里面。
The greatest need in our hearts is so that we will have you in our heart.
借着耶稣基督的救恩，你要来亲近我们。
Through your salvation, that you come down to come close to us.
你要住在我们的里面。
And you want to live in us.
主求你住在我们的心中
Lord Jesus, we pray that you will dwell in our hearts.
不管我们外面多忙碌
Doesn't matter how busy we are.
叫我们知道你是我们的最要紧的至宝
But we know that you are our most precious.
没有你我们的生活不能正常
Without you, our life cannot be normal.
有了你能够叫我们这样忙碌的生活停顿中间来寻求你的同在
But when we have you, that although we're so busy, we can always find a small pause in you.
不仅我们自己这样享受你的同在
Not only we can enjoy your peace, your presence
让我们也借此教导我们的儿女
We pray that we can also teach this to our kids
免得他们也落在这些世界生命的挣扎中间 受到更多的伤害
Lest they should fall into the struggling world that they will receive more harm
主我们求你帮助我们
Lord, we pray that you will help us
早晨这点的时间你所说的话让我们从心的深处对你有反应
Lord, with all those words this morning Lord, we pray that our hearts will respond to them.
让我们和保罗一样说。
And so that we can say just like Paul.
感谢神。
We praise the Lord.
靠着耶稣基督能够叫我脱离。
All these it can be done through Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你为我们成全的救恩。
We praise you for the salvation you have accomplished.
听我们祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.